It is Brian and Trisha. It is Wednesday, January 13th. There's this guy in San Francisco who has lost his password to get his Bitcoin digital wallet. Have you heard about this?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm not really all that familiar with Bitcoin. I mean, I understand it's virtual currency, I guess. So the problem is he lost his password, and it's worth $234 million. After 10 wrong guesses at the password, the drive will encrypt forever. And he's only got 2 tries left. He's tried it 8 times. Can you imagine the pressure?
I'm sorry. I don't feel sorry for him. I really don't.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Why?
If you're smart enough to get into that kind of thing, you should be smart enough to make sure that that stuff doesn't happen to you.
I mean, we all make mistakes. We've all lost passwords before.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I guess, you know, the private keys that he needed to unlock his account are on an encrypted hard drive, and that's what he lost the password for. So, and you guarantee it, he goes, does the 10th one, and it's not right, then he'll remember it after that.
Yeah.
Oh, that has got to be so frustrating.
Did you watch Seinfeld?
A few times. Okay. I mean, I wasn't a huge fan of it.
There was a whole thing with a password for an ATM card, and it was Bosco. And that's that stuff you make the chocolate drink with.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, that was the password. And it was a whole thing. So I wonder if his password is Bosco. I wonder if he's tried that yet.
Oh, I hope he figures it out. That $234 million?
I'll give it a try for $3. Might not get him anywhere, but I'll have $3.
Oh, he says that he would just lay in bed and think about it. Then he would go to his computer with some new strategy, and it wouldn't work, and then he'd be desperate again. Now here we are talking about it.
Hey, Brian and Trisha, good morning.
Hey, Brian. I agree with you on that one. If you're smart enough to have $234 million, you're smart enough to come up with some kind of password protection.
Well,
kinda
thanks
like
for
the guy
jumping
in Virginia
on the
that won the lotteries and kept getting picked up for DUIs. You couldn't afford a taxi cab,
right?
Or buy a taxi cab company. So, I really have trouble feeling sorry for him.
Well, thanks for jumping on the evil Brian bandwagon. I'm often in that alone. So
yeah. You know, I wouldn't want to lose that kind of money, but if that's the biggest problem I had, I don't know if I'd expect people to feel bad for me or not.
Well, thanks for calling.
You all have fun today.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.